It was very easy, but we're good. We're good. All right. We have a book called The Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story, and Rektok Ross is with us. And I sure hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Am I close?
You have it. Perfect. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. May I ask, what kind of name is that?
You may ask. It's a pen name. So I actually I wanted to come up with a fictional persona, if you may, that people would not, you know, have in their head, oh, this is this kind of a writer or this kind of a writer. I didn't want, someone to pick up the book and have preconceived notions of what the book might be about simply because of someone's gender or ethnicity. So I decided to come up with a kind of a fun little pen name.
Well, I can honestly tell you, having seen the name on the cover of the book called The Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story, I had no idea what gender or what planet you were from. I had never seen a name like that before, so you were tremendously successful.
Perfect. Mission accomplished.
Now, you have been specializing in writing for young adults. In fact, that is your passion. May I ask how you have mastered the ability to relate to them? Because we all want to know that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I am, I read a ton of young adults. So a lot of what I do is I submerge myself really into, the TV. And it's funny that people around my house laugh because I'm always watching the Disney Channel. And I'm probably a little too old to be watching the Disney Channel. But I also, my boyfriend has two teenage girls. And so I think, yes, I'm a woman.
Okay.
The cat is out of the bag, I guess, on that one. But
okay.
We have two teenage girls, and so a lot of my writing I share with them to really understand, is this seems like something that, you guys would relate to, and I really think about, the things that I dealt with as a child and, as a teen, which I think in some ways are universal, but having them there to give the feedback and to read the book and say, yeah, that is actually how I feel, and that is actually what me and my friends are dealing with, is obviously a good thing.
Now, in The Prodigal, it's very interesting because we're dealing with the death of a parent at a young age. It's another girl meets boy, girl loses boy, girl meets God story. And it's one of those real-life incidences that many of us have to deal with or have had to deal with. Did you go through this?
Yeah, so when I was younger, when I was in high school, my mother was actually diagnosed with cancer. And at the time, I think it's a really awful, horrible thing to deal with at any age, but I think dealing with it as a teenager is just even that more difficult because you still don't really know, who you are and what you're doing and what your belief system is. And you really lean on your parents, and then to have your parents go through something like that, there's just not a lot there to turn to. And when I was dealing with it, when I was younger, I really wish there had been something I could have looked to, a book that I could have picked up that would have helped me with that experience. And so for my first book, it was really important to me to write something that would maybe help other teenagers going through it, as well as, I think adults. I think it resonates with, I've given it to older, my friends as well. And I think anyone who's gone through a tragedy, I think the story of Lexi really does resonate with everyone.
We're talking to Rektok Ross. The name of the book is Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story. Give us a little picture of Lexi. She's, I think the description is perfect in the promotional material. She's a wallflower.
Yeah, she absolutely is. So Lexi Quinn, really her one goal in life is to be the editor of a fun, big, glossy magazine because in so many ways she really is an introvert and she really is shy and, she doesn't have a lot of self-confidence. And like a fish out of water, she's forced to leave, everything she's known in her hometown in Georgia, and she's plopped down into Texas, which is a complete culture shock for her. And so she's kind of has to come out of her shell a little, and she's got to meet new friends and adjust, and she's got a new love interest. It's her first love. And so I think kind of all of that really culminates in building this character arc where she eventually comes to know a certain spirituality and a belief system.
Now, I have to tell you, Rick Talk, I believe it has a lot of it has started with the music changes in Christian music, that more and more churches are incorporating the contemporary Christian music into their services, that they've grown more aware of the importance of bringing youth in, that we seem to be seeing a lot of spiritual themes throughout a lot of networks, including young adult fiction books. Do you agree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that, you know, there's a lot going on in our culture and in our society, and in some ways people moved away from a religion, you know, years ago, because I just think that there wasn't the effort to really reach out to younger folks and to really be, you know, relevant's kind of a funny word, but I think it does apply here, to really be relevant in their lives and the things that they're going through. And so I think what I wanted to do with Prodigal was I wanted something that would really talk about faith and God and how to understand that, but to do it in a way that was accessible, that's not scary. So, you know, even if you're, you know, not a Christian, you could pick up Prodigal and you could relate to it and you could understand. And I really wanted it to be something that was not too preachy, but that was accessible. And I think that's really the way that you can reach people these days, is to really kind of come to them where they are.
I have to ask, are you really a trial attorney during the day and you've been writing at night?
I really am.
The judge doesn't look at your table and go, "Rec Talk, could you please stand up? You use your real name."
No, he doesn't. He'll use my real name. He or she. But it's been quite a challenge. But I've somehow, through the grace of God, managed to juggle it all. But you know, I do. I work pretty busy days, and then at night I really devote a lot of my time to writing. And then the weekend is really where I do the majority of my writing. But Prodigal actually took me 6 years to write, so I don't know if I'm just a slow writer or.
No, you. It's amazing.
Yeah, it took a while.
We have been hearing that more and more from newly published authors, how many years they've been writing, rewriting, and trying to get a book into print.
It's taken forever, and you know, for me, I really wanted. I guess I'm a type A individual, but it was really important to me to make sure that this book was as good as it could be, and so I spent a lot of time with my editors. We went through 2 years of rewrites. So I'm hoping, you know, you and your listeners enjoy the finished product. But yeah, it's quite a long labor of love.
Now I have to let you go, but I want to ask you now. You dedicated the book to my parents and Meow Wow Pow. Who is Meow Wow Pow?
It's my brother's Twitter handle.
Oh, I thought it was a pet cat.
No, it's kind of an oddball, but you know, in the acknowledgments, I do actually have my dog mentioned in there. So.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, we have a station
cat here. I am a station animal lover.
Yeah, we are too. Prodigal, a different kind of love story. Another girl meets boy, girl loses boy, girl meets God story. You'd be happy to know that last Easter Saturday I was baptized, so that was a rather big moment in my life. And we thank you for being with us. Is Prodigal available everywhere now?
Yes, it is. It's available, you know, any bookstore you can go inside, online, just type in Prodigal on Google. It should pop right up. Also on my website, www.rectalkroth.com, R-E-K-T-O-K.
I have to, what did the publisher say when they said what name you're going to use and you said Rec Talk?
They were not that happy about it, but then, you know, I used my lawyerly persuasive skills to get them to understand.
See, my greatest fear was I get names wrong all the time, and I told my co-host yesterday, I just hope I don't call her TikTok. It just bothered me.
That's what my brother called me. That is so funny.
Oh, wow.
I called him TikTok Ross.
Rectalk, thank you very much. The name of the book is The Prodigal. Great read if you've got some young adults in the family. And are you working on a follow-up?
I am. I'm actually working on my second novel. It is I think it's quite an interesting departure from Prodigal. It's a little bit darker, and it is a action adventure, but it still has the hallmarks of a Rectalk Ross novel. There is a very strong heroine, a wonderful romance, and there is also a discussion of God and religion and beliefs.
How close are you to giving up the attorney job?
I don't know. A big part of me still likes the attorney lifestyle as well. Not that close, but maybe in a couple of years.
Are you a defense attorney?
I can kind of do either one. I am a commercial litigator, so depending what side of the case my clients are on, typically we are playing defense, but sometimes we've been the plaintiff.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Very, very nice talking to you. The first time in my whole life I have ever spoken to anybody named Rick Talk. I just wanted you to know that.
Perfect.
Have a great day.
So
you're in California, right? Are you in California right now?
I am. It's early.
Oh, thank you for getting up for us. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Name of the book, The Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story.